is the Lord. Hearing and confirmation. Our daily insight. Insight 4. Hearing and confirmation. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Praise the Lord. Hearing God, and God using some people to confirm. Hearing the voice of God per time can be the happiest thing in a man's life. Because what? You are sure of your path. You are sure of the direction you are heading to. Sometimes it could be difficult to hear the voice of God due to our negligence, or being a child at a particular time, or our inability to perceive. Inability to perceive or insensitivity or being a child does not mean God is not speaking. Even though where you are not perceiving, you are not sensitive to pick, God is still speaking. I want you to know, in many cases, biblically, even through God spoke according to decisions in our life. God still lay it in the mind of whom he trusts. When God speaks to you, God will still lay the same thing in the mind of whom yourself you trust their spiritual judgment. So they stand as a confirmer to you. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1a. Verse 1b, 2 Corinthians 13. In the mouth of two or three shall every word be established. And Hebrews 2, verse 3cd, that we just read, made us understand that some also heard the Lord spoke. So when the Lord speaks to you, he will also speak to some certain people around you that you've submitted to them spiritually, and you respect their spiritual judgment. Don't forget that Paul, when visited on the Damascus road, God told him he will use him. Acts chapter 9, verse 16. But God never told him the way out. He only said, "You have a work for me." But Jesus had told him that you shall be told what to do when the time comes. But later in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, God confirmed to Paul what he had told him earlier. So the apostles of then also heard over the pattern of God upon his life. So as they were praying, the apostles also heard. The Spirit says, "Separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work which I have sent them." The apostles, were they there when Paul had an encounter personally with Christ? But Paul knew that he was an instrument in the hand of God. But the apostles later confirmed what God had for him to do. He respected their spiritual judgment, and he followed what did said God told them to tell Paul. But don't forget, Paul had heard from God. Apostles were just a confirmer to what God has told him. Don't forget also, it was Eli that confirmed the call, the voice of God to Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. So, when God called Samuel, Samuel was not able to decode that it was the voice of God. So, Eli perceived in the spirit. He also heard. And he told him what to do. So, Eli was a confirmer to the voice of God to Samuel. So, Eli confirmed. He perceived. He also heard. He perceived in the spirit that it must be God. So, he confirmed it to Paul. That when next he called, say, speak on, Lord. Remember too, in verse 17, where of Acts chapter 13, men with Saul also heard the voice of God. In case Paul rose and started saying nonsense, the people there will confirm to him that it's true. We heard. Also, in order for Solomon to know that his father heard God's voice over his life and destiny, God came to confirm unto him in a dream what he got. Where he got wisdom. So it was Solomon, his father David, that told him what God said. But God later came to confirm unto Solomon. So no man walk this journey alone. That's why Christ had disciples. God splitted himself in two other persons, Christ and the Holy Spirit. Wrong with this word. In Jesus' name.